Blog Talk Radio.
Hello world, it's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back once again just to reach the world for Christ. Now, we're in Springboro, Ohio, up here with Brother and Sister Green, coming live from their home. So we just want you to join in with us and be a part of this. So if you want to call in on 310-742-1759, go ahead and do it. We're speaking on witnessing tonight, witness of God. So I want you to just call in and be a part of this. And, you know, praise God. If we'll just call in and be a part of it, then God will move and will bless. And we're looking for souls to be saved, people be sanctified, people be filled with the Holy Ghost around the world. You know, that's what it's all about. It's just lifting up the name of Jesus and glorifying Him. So this is reaching the world for Christ. So Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, like I said, we're up here in Springboro, Ohio, coming to you live tonight from Brother and Sister Green's house. So we just want you to call in, be a part of it with us. And I see that we've got a couple of call-ins. So 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother John from Thompson, Georgia.
Amen. Appreciate you there, Brother John. We'll get you in there just in a minute. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksonville, Tennessee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glad to have you in there, Brother Eddie.
Good to be here, brother.
So we're just going to worship the Lord tonight. We're going to have church. You know, a lot of people might say, well, we just have a program, but we got church online here tonight. So we're up here, like I said, at Brother and Sister Green's house in Springboro, Ohio. So we're up here. We're going to have a revival. Lord's willing, nothing don't happen. It's going to be starting this Monday night coming up in Chillicothe, Ohio. We're going to be over there with Brother Mike Collette and Harvest Tabernacle in Springboro, Ohio. So I want you to come in. If you're up here around this area, just be with us just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. You know, that's what it's all about. So, Brother John, if you want to, I'll let you go ahead, since I believe you called in first, and just go ahead and obey the Lord. We're speaking on being a witness tonight.
Amen. Tonight I'm coming out of the prophet Isaiah 43, starting with verse 8. It says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. You know, he declared that these are my witnesses, and here is the first one he tells them to bring forth. He said, bring forth the blind people that have eyes. In other words, they have eyes, but they could not see. But there's a realm in a scripture there in John chapter 9, talking about a young man who was blind from his birth.
Amen.
We're talking about witnesses tonight. The word witness needs to have a testimony or to be a witness or to have a legal witness. In other words, the thing is that if we're a witness of something, we've actually come to it, and we have witness. We have that testimony. We have the where we're able to come forward. You know, the Bible says, hallelujah, in John chapter 9 talks about the disciples thought of this young man who was born blind. And many had said unto who did sin, him or his parents?
Amen.
But Jesus declared, amen, that neither, but that the glory of God, amen, that the works of that the works of God should be made manifest in him, and that he would see this the works of God. And tonight, amen. His first one, he says, bring the blind. You know, we used to sing a song years ago. It was talking about the lame man running, and it talked about the deaf man hearing, and then it talked about at the end there it says, and don't believe me, just ask the blind man, because he saw it
amen.
All. This is the God I serve tonight, amen. He said, here's the list of the witnesses. He said, first, bring forth the blind that cannot see. They have eyes, but they cannot see. And the Bible says, amen, that the Lord Jesus Christ would work the works. And when he came into this young man who was blind, you know, the Bible tells us in Romans that the Lord Jesus Christ is the potter, and we are the clay. And he done a finished work in this man's life here in John chapter 9, and this blind man, he'd been blind since birth, and the Bible says that he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Amen. So we know tonight, amen, that he had done a finished work. And then he told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which is interpretation of sin. In other words, go and wash in the place where I sent you. You know, tonight, church, to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And here's this man, amen, had not ever seen Jesus. I guess the title of my message tonight is Being an Eyewitness of His Majesty. And, you know, tonight, as we look into the realm and look into the Word of God, find this man who had never seen in his whole life from the beginning of his birth, amen, that has walked and as he heeded under the word of God, amen, and hallelujah, the Bible says he went his way and washed and came seeing. Amen, that's John chapter 9, hallelujah, verse 25, and he went through, amen, hallelujah, and he answered and said whether he be a sinner or no, because here are the leaders in the church, said this man was a sinner. Here the leadership and the those in authority said this one, amen, hallelujah, that was called Jesus, was a sinner, amen, and hallelujah. But, you know, as he declared, and amen, they said had a sinner ever opened the eyes of the blind, amen, and amen. And he was anybody that was a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ would be cast out of the synagogue. They couldn't go in and worship. Anyone that proclaimed to be a witness, hallelujah, for this one called Jesus, hallelujah, would be not be able to worship. Amen, in the synagogue. Hallelujah. And then his parents come and they ask him if this was their son who had been born blind. He said, yes, he is, but we, as far as how he is able to see, we do not know. You know, because they had not witnessed this of Jesus Christ. Tonight, you might not know how things are done, but today, if you'll be an eyewitness of the majesty of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, this man obeyed the word of God, this man who had never seen before, he done some simple things that Jesus spoke to him. He said, he told him to go and wash. Tonight, church, we need to go and wash so we can be a witness for Jesus Christ. We need to get the things of the world out of our eyes. He said, bring the blind. Amen. The eyes. He was the first one. Amen. That was a witness. Amen. And standing there, this is a great witness line. First one that would stand in line for him was a blind man. Hallelujah. You know what? That's not a very good eyewitness, you would think. But amen. Hallelujah. That this man had an insight greater than all the others. They all said that no, that he was a sinner, that he could not do this. Amen. His parents said, we don't know how he sees. But he said, he is of age. Ask him. And they went to ask him. And the Bible says, they told him to give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. And the Bible says, he answered and said, will he be a sinner or no? I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
Amen.
Bring the blind man. So the first witness for Jesus Christ was a blind man that could not see a thing, but his eyes were open. when Jesus comes in his life. The Bible says in this gospel tonight, it's here to them that are lost, for they are blinded by the God of this world. Remember that I said this was a testimony? That the word witness means a testimony? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, says the revelation of Jesus Christ, God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ of all things that he saw. John saw. John had a revelation. John had a vision. Amen. Hallelujah. These people who did not know the gospel, the Bible says if this gospel is here, I've already said it, it's good to them that are lost. Tonight, church, if you can't see this gospel, if you can't see this Jesus, if you can't be a witness, you're blind men and women, amen, because you are blinded by the God of this age, the God of this world, who is Satan, Lucifer. You need to know tonight that there's a man, there's a God, there's one that witnessed that, amen, and the first witness that stood up was the blind man. Then the Bible says, they're talking about the testimony, says, amen. In verse 3, amen. So blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep these things which are written, therefore the time is at hand. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, and to him that loved us. He washed us from our sins in his own blood. He washed us from our sins. The church declared, the authority declared, the religious leaders declared he was a sinner. He wasn't a sinner. He was the faithful witness, and the faithful witness, amen,
amen,
with the testimony of the Heavenly Father, amen, amen. And he washed us. We were sinners. No, that man didn't. He wasn't blind because of his sin. He wasn't blind because of his mom and dad's sin, but it was blind because of sin of the world. And not only did the Lord Jesus Christ open his eyes, but where he was blind, now he sees. Father Isaiah said, bring forth the blind man. And you need to know, he said, and he's made us kings and priests unto God and our Father. To him be glory and dominion, amen, forever and ever, amen. Going back to Isaiah 43, says this. Second witness that was brought forth, amen, after the blind man, it said, and the deaf that have ears. Here's the second witness of Jesus Christ, the deaf man. The Bible says, amen, in Psalms, chapter 40, starting, amen, hallelujah, Psalms, chapter 40, starting with verse 4, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor are such as turn aside to lies. In other words, don't give respect to those who turn aside to lying spirits. It says, many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us, Lord. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. For I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. In other words, the many miracles, the wonderful works. Again, remember what Jesus said? He said that you would see the wonderful works. We have to be a witness of the wonderful works of the Lord tonight. Amen. And here the Psalm of David in Psalm 40. He said, many are thy wonderful works. And if I was to declare it, it would be without number. I couldn't tell you how many wonderful works the Lord has done. David was a witness to these wonderful works. Amen. He said, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. He's talking about the Lord. He said, my ears hast thou opened. In other words, he opened his ear to hear. So the first witness was, here was a man that opened the blinded eye. The second witness was, here was a man that opened the deaf ear. Hallelujah. Here was the deaf man was the second witness that would come forth and speak out for him. He said, my ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. He was a man, amen. What opened up his ears? The word of God. The volume of when the book was opened, it opened up the ears of King David. tonight, church, if you open up the book of witness, which is the word of God, which is the Bible, it will open up your ears. Those of you that are deaf, dull of hearing tonight, if you incline your ears, the second witness, amen. He said, ye are my witnesses. The blind man is my witness. The deaf man is my witness. Here was David, and here was this young man, amen. All right, let's go on back, amen, again to Isaiah, hallelujah. And let's see what the third one is. Verse 9, it says, let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Who among the assembly and who among the people can show the former things? Amen. So let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. In other words, there are those that would come and say, you are witnesses of this, and you are witnesses of that. He said, let them come and declare the former things. Because, see, you have to know something tonight. The only former things that were done by the one true and living God tonight, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was, God, which is, and which is to come. You need to know tonight, they couldn't declare the former things because they had not witnessed of these former things. But hallelujah, tonight, as they get together, he said, or let them say, my witness is true. Are those underneath the sound of your voice saying that your witness is true? There's only one true witness tonight, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. We are his witnesses if we believe in him. Verse 10, he said, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed. You need to know before the Lord God Almighty there was not a God. Before he was formed, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, there is no God formed. He's always been, neither shall there be after me. You need to know tonight that you need to be a witness that there's only one true and living God tonight. There was no God before him, neither will be a God after him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen, in 2 Peter, amen, chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 3. The Bible says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. You need to know tonight that the one true faithful witness has given you everything that pertains unto life and godliness tonight. Everything you need to be godly. Everything that you need to be holy. Everything that you need to have life is in the faithful witness. And as you are his witness, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the Bible says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, he has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. In other words, of the knowledge of him. This knowledge brings, amen, great and precious promises, that by these ye might be protected of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through us. Yes. The world, amen, had lust. The world had corruption, amen, through the lust of the flesh. But you escaped them. Why? Because you are a partaker of the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are his witnesses. You have the experience and been with him. And you need to know tonight. He said, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity, which is love. For if these things be in you and abound, in other words, not only are they if they're in you, but they abound. Talking about knowledge, temperance, virtue, faith, brotherly kindness, charity. If it means they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. If you don't have the faith of the witness, if you don't have the virtue of the witness, if you don't have the brotherly kindness of the witness, see, you have to witness these things. You have to have this testimony. You have to have these things in your life, and it has to be a part of that divine nature. If you don't have the godliness, there's only one thing that's godliness, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no, he said, beside me, there is no God. We are witnessing, and we are eyewitnesses of his majesty. If they abound in you, you will not be barren. The he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Remember what he said when I was there? Who can declare the old thing, the former thing? Amen? We can only declare them because we witness, because we have been a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been an eyewitness of his majesty. But if we ever, if we had these, don't have these things, then we're blind. And we've forgotten. You've forgotten. Some of you have forgotten that he hung on the cross at Calvary. Some of you have forgotten that you've already witnessed, amen, what he's done for you, how he laid down his life for you. Some of you have forgotten the witness and the things, amen. Some of you have walked away, amen, from the cross at Calvary. Some of you have walked away from the works, amen, where he's purged you from your own sins. You've never forgotten that he died for you, amen. You've never forgotten the witness. You witnessed it. You experienced it. That you let your love grow cold. You walked away from that what you already witnessed with the eyes. Amen. And you had your eyes open, but now you're blind. Amen. What did he say? Hallelujah. He said, my witness is the blind man. My witness is the deaf man. My witness, amen, hallelujah, is the assembly that have come together. My witness is those that cannot declare the former things, but they know that there's no God beside me. Hallelujah. You need to know tonight that he is a living God, and you need to know that he's a faithful witness, and you need to have these things abiding within you, because if they live, they can only live within you by one way, because the witness of Jesus Christ lives within you. These things will live within you also. So wherefore, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Church tonight, you'll never fall if you make your calling and election sure. If you make that witness of Jesus Christ, amen, without fail, amen. If you make it sure and steadfast and look unto him, amen, who is the author and finisher of your faith, you need to know tonight. He says, for so entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's a door open to you tonight, church. It's a door of witness. Amen. It's a door of witness. Right now, this is what we're doing. We're witnessing into the whole world. We're witnessing, amen, into the whole creation. Tonight, you need to receive that witness of Jesus Christ, the witness of the faithful witness. He said, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth. In other words, they already knew, but he wanted them to know there's an abundant revelation. There's an everlasting entrance today. There's a door open right now. There's a door open right now into his kingdom, but you have to be his witness to enter in. Hallelujah. You have to be a witness with experience. You have to have his testimony. You have to have his prophecy. You have to have his word down on the inside. You have to have his characteristics. You have to have the divine nature on the inside. He said, verse 13, yea, I think it me, as long as I am in this tabernacle, will stir you up by putting you in remembrance. In other words, Peter said, as long as I'm alive and in this tabernacle, I'm going to continue to stir you up. I'm going to continue to be a witness. And that's what he was writing to me. And he said, look, you need to know something. I'm in this tabernacle, and one day I'm going to die. One day I'm going to be carried away. The Bible said that Jesus spoke to him through a prophecy. He said, you were young, but now you're old. Amen. And you girded yourself. But he said, there'll be a day that you will be carried where you would not go. Peter was carried, amen, in his death to a place he would not have went. But you need to know tonight that he stirred up the remembrance of the faithful witness. He said, for how he said, wherever I will endeavor, that he may be able after my decease, in other words, after I die, to have these things always in remembrance. He wanted the thing that Peter wanted everybody to know. He said, when I die, I want you to remember to be his witness. When I die, when this old tabernacle lays down, hallelujah, hallelujah, he said, I want you to remember to be his witness, for we have not followed commonly devised fables when we were made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice from him from the exit glory that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. What was Peter talking about? Peter was talking about the day that him, James, and John went up on the Mount Transfiguration. And Moses, by the Spirit, and Elijah appeared with him on that mountain, and he was transformed. And the Father, amen, came over in a cloud and appeared. He said, this is my Son whom I'm well pleased. This is my Son who is my witness and my testimony. If you be a witness, they were eyewitnesses of the majesty of God. Hallelujah. Tonight, church, have you been an eyewitness to the majestic power of God? Going back, just finishing a few more scriptures, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Yearwood, and going back to Isaiah 43, says this. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Verse 11. or excuse me, we just did, let me give you a couple of scriptures out of John, too. John chapter 15, but it says in John chapter 15, verse 18, starting verse 18. John chapter 15, starting verse 18. Says this. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. How many of you tonight think that the world hates you? But how many of you know that tonight that the world hated Jesus before it hated you, that hated you? Try to love the world will love its own. But because you are not of the world, but have chosen, that I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. The world hates you tonight because you've been chosen to come out of the world. You've been chosen to be separate. Hallelujah. He said, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. In other words, if you, because your saying will be the witness of God. But unto all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They don't know the Father. In other words, he's saying, you'll be persecuted and hated. Those that are not the witness, those that cannot witness because they can't experience it, because they have not experienced the same witness. Hallelujah. He said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cope for their sin. Jesus Christ come and spoke to them and told them and declared their sin in their life. And now they have no cope, no covering. All across this globe, all across this world, he has witnessed that there's sin in the world. And you've been revealed. And as you've been revealed, you have no cloak for sin any longer. You cannot be covered. Amen. And the Bible says, he that hated me, hated my Father also. If I had not done among you the works, which none other man did, I had not had sin. He done the works. He opened the eyes of the blind. He opened the ears of the deaf. He brought them and declared the former things. He brought them in the past. When these things were in the provisions of the divine nature, he brought back, amen, those that were from the dead, Moses and Elijah, because he is the resurrection and was transfigured, amen, on that mountain. He was the faithful witness, the faithful witness that pleased God the Father. He said, but now, spirit, both, amen, have hated both me and my Father, that this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, that hated me without a cause. Their law said that he would be hated without a cause. Tonight, you might be a witness for Jesus. Get ready, because hatred's coming, because they're going to be hated without a cause. He said, and you shall also bear witness, because you have been witness from the beginning. When you bow with him, when you walk with him tonight, going back and finishing up, Isaiah 43, verse 11, he said, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Tonight there's only one Savior, church. There's only one Savior. There's only one that can save you from your sins tonight, and his name is Jesus. No other name. Given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name can be a witness. No other name can come and bring you out. There's only one Savior tonight, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I have declared and have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, that I am God. Do you know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is God and him alone? There's only one God tonight, church. There's only one Lord with him who was crucified. He made him both Lord and Christ tonight. Church, is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? Are you his witnesses? He says, yeah, before the day was, I am he, and there's none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, but who shall let it? Ending up with this, that what that means is, I will work, but will you stop it? There's a witness going on right now. There's a witness protection program, but it's not something to be hidden. The witness protection program is getting into Jesus Christ and witnessing of his protection all over this globe. He was he. He declared a former thing. Tonight, you need to ask yourself, do you have his testimony? Is he your Savior? Is he your Lord? Is he your God? Who is his line of witnesses? The blind man, the deaf man, those that declared, those that didn't know, they're the sinners. All these are his witnesses. Amen? Are you in that line tonight? Have you chosen that path? It's up to you. tonight it's your choice to be an eyewitness of His Majesty. Go ahead, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
I've got one more call in there. I'm going to find out who they are and where they're at, then I'll put you right on there to preach, or then this other caller can come in and ask you there.
All right.
706.
Hey there, Brother Lawrence. Brother Tony, how y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're blessed, brother. How are you doing?
We're good. I'm just on my way to the church here tonight, so just be praying for me. You know, God used me tonight, and I'm on my way to Brother Nick's church, so just be praying for us and be praying for their church. And I don't know if you know anything, but Sister Lily, she's in the hospital. They've been running some tests on her, and they're not exactly sure what's wrong with her or anything. So just keep Sister Lily Torres in y'all's prayers, and Lord willing, everything's going to be okay. She's just been having some dizzy spells lately, and my uncle, he's in Billy Keeler, my uncle, he's in the hospital as well for his diabetes. The uncle that goes to church with us, and keep him in y'all's prayers, and I just like to ask y'all to keep the youth revival in y'all's prayers this week. We're going to be starting tomorrow night through Friday night. We're going to be starting at 6 o'clock, and then, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, we're going to be starting at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to start at 6 o'clock at night. So keep us in your prayer, keep the youth in prayer, and keep the church in prayer, and keep the pastor and his wife and everybody else is sick around the world, and all the ones locked up in the jail cells, nursing homes and hospitals, and just keep them all in your prayer, brother. I like to obey the Lord for you, brother, but you know, I'm heading to a church right now, so just keep worshiping God. And I just like to say I love the Lord. You know, He's good to us every day, night and day. You know, we don't realize how blessed we are to be able to wake up and see a beautiful sun shining. We don't realize how blessed we are to wake up and realize it's another day to serve the Lord. It's another day, another opportunity to see somebody get get saved today. And I just love the Lord tonight. So y'all just pray that God uses me tonight at the church I'm going to. And I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And y'all in our prayers. Thank you, and God bless you, brother.
Well, God bless you. We will. We'll keep them all in their prayers. And we definitely did not know that Sister Lily was in the hospital, and Brother Billy's in the hospital. We didn't know it, but we'll remember them and pray for them here in a few minutes with all the other prayer requests we got online. And so keep us posted, Brother Tommy or Tony.
Sure will, brother. Sure will.
How they're doing there.
Just pray for us.
Okay, God bless you. We hope the Christians have a great service tonight.
Appreciate it, brother. God bless you. Love y'all.
God bless you. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
I want to bring a message out of the first chapter of Acts and going into the second chapter of Acts. Starting in verse 1, said, "The former treatise have I made of Theophilus of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostle whom he had chosen." Now, Jesus chose the 12, and, you know, there was one of them named Judas Iscariot, that he turned his back on the Lord, and he sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And, you know, today there's a lot of people that is selling Jesus out tonight, but, you know, we don't have to sell him out. All we've got to do is, brother, open our mouth. And the Bible said in one place to open your mouth wide, and he said, "I'll fill it." Brother, we're preaching on being witnesses to God. And, brother, I want you to know tonight that if we'll open our mouth, if we'll read our Bible and open our mouth, then Jesus will we'll fill our mouth with, brother, the words that will be a witness unto him. He said, to whom he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Brother, I want you to know tonight there's one thing that means more than anything else, and that is going out and being a witness for God and living this life, this Christian life, that others may see Christ in us. Not only that, but that they might hear the good things of the kingdom. Brother, I want you to know today that God, if we'll set our hearts to seeking God, God will use us as a witness to him, brother, to the whole world. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight that God has chosen his people, certain ones of them. I remember in the 15th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, the Bible said that Jesus was seen about 500 witnesses at one time. And Paul said, above whom the most part of life, even until that day. Brother, I want you to know God will not leave himself without a witness. Brother, I want you to know today, there's a lot of people who might say, well, I would, but I'm afraid. Brother, I want you to know tonight that there's no need to be afraid. The Bible says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, he said, you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Brother, God has given us his Spirit tonight. He said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Brother, I want you to know today, he said, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. But for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Brother, Jesus was wanting them to be equipped that they could go out and they could stand with boldness. Brother, they could proclaim the kingdom of God. Brother, God wants you today, brother, to have that boldness, to have that authority. Brother, I remember in the book of Matthew and in the book of Luke and the back of the book of Mark, Jesus chose these 12. Brother, he sent them out to heal the sick. Brother, to cast out devils. Brother, I want you to know today that Jesus wanted them to show forth the kingdom of God and be witnesses unto him. Oh, listen to me. It said, when they therefore come together, let me drop down here to verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Brother, I want you to know that every one of the apostles, brother, they went about, and history records that, brother, they all died but one, which was John. They were all killed, but one, which was John. Brother, I want you to know tonight that they went out, even Thomas, who we sometimes will throw off on him because that he doubted Jesus' resurrection, but Jesus told him, he said, thrust your hand into my side. He said, feel the nail prints in my hand. Oh, and Thomas, he got down. He said, my Lord and my God. Brother, even Thomas went. I believe history records that he was killed. Brother, in the land of India, because he had prayed for somebody. Oh, let me tell you something. Jesus said, you'll be hated of all nations for my name's sake. What am I saying tonight? I'm saying, brother, that God will use you if you desire to be used. Oh, let me tell you tonight, whenever we desire for God to open our mouth, he'll open our mouth. Brother, he'll let the Holy Ghost come upon us that we can open our mouth. He said, for he's not give us a spirit of fear, but of peace and the power of a sound mind. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God has given us his power tonight that we might be able to go. You might say, yeah, but I'm afraid. Brother, let me tell you something over here in the second chapter of Acts. don't you listen to this. And when that day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Brother, I want you to know that whenever that we begin to agree together, brother, God will move in our midst. God will move in your midst. Brother, if you'll agree together, I'm telling you tonight, when that agreement's there, it just seems like it's an open door for God to begin to move, for God to begin to pour His Spirit out. He said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Brother, and he said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Brother, God sent us the Holy Ghost. Brother, I'll tell you today, Jesus said, I'll go to the Father, and I'll pray the Father, and He'll send you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Brother, and that was what was happening here. He was sending a Comforter to them. Brother, it said, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Brother, God didn't make any difference. You see, God said, there's no respect to person. Brother, God has no respect to person. What He do for one, He'll do for another. He said, whatsoever things you believe, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God is a God, brother, that will lift you up and encourage you.
Yes.
Brother, in one of the Gospels, I believe it might have been in the Gospel of Mark, brother, Jesus, when He was in the wilderness, fasting there for 40 days and for 40 nights, the Bible said, and the tempter left Him, and angels came and ministered to Him. Brother, there's marriage and matters of angels tonight, that God is God, brother, that He will send to the people of God, and they'll help them. They will strengthen them. And listen to me tonight, brothers and sisters. Brother, God bless you, and God will bless you. Oh, yeah, you know, I know that there might be some under the sound of my voice, brother, that's in a place, brother, that it might be a dangerous place for you to go out and begin to tell people about Christ. It may be against governmental rules, brother, and then they might even impose a death sentence on people. But, brother, I want you to know something tonight, that God will help you and show you how to be a witness to Him, brother, to these
Amen.
People, brother, that you're around there. Oh, listen to me. This, he said, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Brother, God, He sent His Spirit. He didn't only give, brother, something they could feel, but He gave something, brother, that they could see. John the Baptist was out baptizing. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But He said, there come one after me. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Brother, I want you to know tonight that these people had cloven tongues black as a fire that set upon each one of them. Brother, we need the fire tonight. We need the fire of God in our lives, brother, that we might open our mouth. The Bible said He made His ministers as a flame of fire. Brother, when they open their mouth, brother, it will cause the enemy to flee. Brother, I'm here to tell you tonight that the enemy, he said, I'll give you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Oh, listen to me tonight, folks. God is wanting you to be a witness to Him. Oh, there's a lot of people tonight, brother, that's even in prison tonight because they have faith in Jesus Christ. Brother, I'm glad, brother, that these people, brother, I'm not glad that you're in prison, but I'm glad tonight that God has given His Spirit, brother, to embolden them to stand and proclaim the gospel, brother, and tell others and be witnesses. Brother, but listen, God wants you to be a witness. He wants me to be a witness. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he will hold you up, brother, and he will bless you, brother, for being a witness. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Listen to me, brother, this all started on the day of Pentecost, brother, when the Holy Ghost was sent. Brother, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let me tell you tonight, Luke said, he said, but tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Brother, God will pour his Spirit out upon you. Brother, the Bible said in another place, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And if you desire this power to work in your life, brother, that you can go and open your mouth, brother, or sister, brother, just begin to desire, brother, the milk of the word. The Bible said, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you might grow thereby. And if you begin to desire this power that God has given, brother, to the church today, brother, just begin to desire that and begin to call on the name of the Lord, and God will hear you, and God will answer you, and he'll pour his Spirit out upon you. I remember a man by the name of Samson in the book of Judges. God raised him up to be a deliverer of the people of God. Brother, and as he growed, brother, as he began to get grow up in his body as a young man, the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord began to move him. Let me tell you tonight, there's nothing like being moved by the Spirit of God. Honey, there was one place, brother, there was a lion that reared up against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he killed that lion. I tell you tonight, folks, this anointing that God has given us, brother, it causes us to be able, brother, to open our mouths. It causes us to be able to pray for people. It causes us to have the boldness, brother, that God wants us to have, to be a witness unto him, brother, unto the world tonight. I'm telling you tonight, brother, this all started on the day of Pentecost, brother, and it's still going on today. Brother, it don't matter what nation you live in. It don't matter where you're at, if it's day or night, if it's in the northern hemisphere, or if it's the southern hemisphere, brother, God, he will hear you, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4 said, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Let me tell you, my desire tonight is for God to use me, brother, to go out and to preach the gospel, brother, to witness to people. Let me tell you, God said, you're my witnesses. Brother, I want you to know tonight, if we don't witness, brother, how can the world hear? Brother, I want you to know tonight that God will hold you up, brother, and he will help you. He said, and I will dwell in that Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. They were all come together, brother, at Pentecost. Brother, and they were from all the nations round about. Brother said, now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Brother, they were speaking in languages, brother, that these people could understand. Brother, and they hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They may not have understood themselves, but brother, they were speaking in languages that these people from these other nations, brother, they understood them. And God wants us to go, brother, whenever we when we receive the power of God. Brother, I'm don't you know the Bible said in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, I believe maybe it's the 14th chapter, he just speaks in his own tongue. Let him pray that he might interpret. Brother, God wants us to understand, and God wants us to know what's going on. Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, different times in the New Testament. Brother, God is wanting us to stand up and proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember a man by the name of Philip all over in the book of Acts. He was holding a revival, brother, in one place. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and told him to go down to Gaza by the way of the desert. He went out there, and here come an Ethiopian eunuch. Brother, when he come out there, he was sitting there reading the book of Isaiah, where a lamb was led to the slaughter, and he opened not his mouth. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Philip and said to join thyself to this chariot. And Philip went up there, brother, and when he got there, he asked the eunuch, he said, do you understand what you read? And brother, the eunuch said, how can I except some man teach me? Brother, we have to be taught. The Bible says he that teacheth, let him wait on his teaching. He that ministereth, let him wait on his ministry. And brother, when God ministers to us, we can go out and minister to others. Brother, and they went out, and Philip got up in the chariot, and they took off down the road. Brother, and they went for a ways, and the eunuch turned around and told Philip, said, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? And Philip told him, said, if thou believest, thou mayest. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Brother, Philip took him down there. He baptized him. And the Spirit of God caught Philip away. And the eunuch went on rejoicing in the Lord. You see this thing called Christianity today. When you have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ, when you get born again into the family of God, brother, that peace that passeth all understanding and all knowledge, brother, it will keep your heart. It will fill you with joy and peace unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, I'll say tonight, folks, there's nothing like brother Jesus living in your heart tonight. Brother, when Noah's Gibraltar, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, on all these which speak Galileans, brother, and it goes on. And brother, I want you to know today, they couldn't understand what was going on. But God did this, brother, that they might hear the gospel. Brother, it's the same way today. Jesus said, go ye therefore into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me tonight. God is wanting you as a witness to him. Listen to me tonight. The Bible said in one place to seek, and you shall find. I believe it's in the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew. He said, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door shall be opened. For to him that asketh, he receiveth, and to him that seeketh, he findeth, and to him that knocketh, to him the door shall be open. Brother, God is wanting to answer you. He said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Brother, God will answer your prayers tonight. Brother, he'll answer your prayer. Brother, listen, God is a God, brother, that wants to give you the desires of your heart tonight. Brother, when these people went into that upper room, they didn't know how long they're going to have to stay there. But, brother, they stayed there about 10 days. But, brother, let me tell you something tonight. God gave them witness, brother, to the parents, God. Brother, and I'll tell you what, old Peter, brother, he denied the Lord three times one night when they arrested Jesus and took him in and stood before stood before the high priest. Brother, he had told Jesus, he said, I'll die with you. Brother, and Jesus told him, he said, the cock shall not crow thrice until you deny me three times. Oh, let me tell you tonight, Peter went down, and brother, he denied that night. He denied the Lord three times, and on the third time, the Bible said he looked, and Jesus was looking at him. Brother, and he went out, and he wept bitterly. He repented tonight. Brother, that night, he repented. Brother, and he, after that, brother, after the day of Pentecost, Peter never was, brother, ashamed of the Lord anymore. I believe history records that Peter was crucified upside down because he said he wasn't worthy to be crucified by in the same manner as his Lord was. Listen to me, folks. Whenever you receive this power, brother, and you begin to open your mouth, brother, that anointing will go out. Brother, the Bible says, I'm reminded in Acts 10:38, he said, how that God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil. Brother, these disciples came back after Jesus had given them the authority and the power to heal the sick, brother, and to even raise the dead, brother, to cleanse the lepers. They came back rejoicing and said, Lord, even the Spirit is subject unto us in thy name. And Jesus said, rejoice not that the Spirit is subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Brother, God wants to use you tonight. God wants to bless you. If you're willing to stand up and go on, brethren, to do what he'd have you to do. He said, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and in parts of Libya about Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our own tongue the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others said, these men are full of new wine. Brother, I want you to know, I mentioned a while ago about speaking in unknown tongue. Brother, it's unknown to the one maybe that's speaking it. But brother, there's somebody that speaks this language somewhere. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Brother, let me tell you something. You may be an angelic tongue that some speak in. It may be some language of some other nation on the face of the earth. Brother, these people come out and they spoke, I believe, in about 17 different languages. Let me tell you tonight, folks, God give this gift to be a witness unto him and to the people hearing it. Said, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by Joel, by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Let me tell you something tonight, folks. If you want God to bless you and use you, just begin to get to yourself and begin to call on the name of the Lord. Begin to seek after God, and God will use you, and you'll be a witness tonight. God wants to fill you with boldness that you can open your mouth. The Bible said they begin to speak, they begin to pray, and they call on the name of the Lord. And the Bible said they were all filled with boldness. They were all filled with the Spirit of God, and they spake the Word of God with boldness. Oh, let me tell you, folks, tonight, God wants to give you that boldness that you might be able to open your mouth and speak boldly in the name of the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. Brother, you would go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. Wonderful Word of God. So we've got several prayer requests make known, and we've got about three new callers online. We're going to find out who they are here in just a minute or two or something. So,
praise the Lord. We've got Brother Pastor Bob and Sister Clara Hicks for her health, and both of them. Betty and Stephanie, unspoken request. Kay Hurd, she has leukemia. Pray for her. Evangelist Tim Hall, Sister Frida, pray for their finances and their revival in Western Indiana. They're leaving out tomorrow. They're asking for prayer for safe trip. And Pastor Cleve Pinnick, pray for him that their church, that they get the money to open the doors to their church. And I believe they're in Indiana also. Brother Carl Nickel, turn in a prayer request for Pastor Dave Bowling. From what I understand, he had a stroke. He did get his eyesight back, and he's doing a lot better. So praise God for that. But continue to pray for his full recovery. He pastors a church here in Ohio on I believe it's South Dixie, and pray for him. Brother Curtis Oney says pray for him and all the church as it continues to grow. We go to Heavenly Highway Tabernacle with Brother Curtis, and just remember them as the Lord leads and directs the pastors there. Praise God. Becky Fritz, Sister Becky Fritz, remember her unsaved children. Sister Mary Warrick in Florida, she says to keep her and her children in prayer. Sister Lily Torres, there in I believe she's in the hospital in Georgia. Remember her. And also Brother Tony Garcia, remember his uncle Billy Keeler. He's in the hospital. And also remember Sister Kim Turner. Keep praying for the situation and her family. She knows God has it under control. Praise the Lord. She spoke the words of faith right there. God's got it all under control. So remember those prayer requests when we pray later.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Yearwood is Frieda in Thomason, Georgia.
Amen. Glad you're in there, Sister Frieda.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate you calling in. 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, this is Brother Petty, Sweetwater, Tennessee. I just called in to listen to the song of testimonies. I like to hear people brag on my Jesus, and
Amen.
It's good that we got still got folks that hold this bloodstained banner up. You know, they're few and far between, but they still some people that want to do the right, shun the wrong, and live a life. And we've got
Amen.
To. We live in the last days. If we ever want to live holy, we better do it today, because we better work while it's light. There's going to be a time when every knee bow and every mouth confess will be too late then. And I believe Jesus is coming. I believe he's coming soon. I believe we're in the Saturday end of the time. And we
Man.
Better be ready. And, you know, we see our little churches empty. People don't think they need God. God's blessed them with two cars, a nice home, good job, and good health. But one day after a while, they're going to see they do need him. And
yes.
I need him every day. I couldn't live without him. Wouldn't want to try to live without him. And I pray
Amen.
God for it. So that remember, Brother Randy goes to my church. He had a stroke, but he's doing better. He's out of the hospital, but he's still got a slur in his speech and a limp in his walk. But God's still God, and he's able to heal him. So just remember him when you pray.
Amen. Yes.
All right. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. We appreciate you there, Brother Bobby. We appreciate you turning in the prayer request. Let's all just go to the Lord and pray. And,
Brother,
and
remember, we just got another urgent prayer request. This lady, I know her name is Faith Enzer. She put it out on Facebook, so I'm sure she don't care that we tell it. She says she knows that it's been a while since we've talked. The last 2 years, she's been things have been really bad for her. She says she's been clean for 2 years, but she's really struggling with issues of legality, issues with her children and stuff. I didn't get to read the full request, but pray for her.
Man.
Let's pray for her.
Let's just remember that request. For the past 2 years, she's been clean. You know, that shows that God's still cleaning people up and working with them if they'll just be willing to accept it. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll get Brother Timmy Dockery to come and sing. Then we'll get Brother and Sister Green to come around and obey the Lord and just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer right now. Our Heavenly Father,
Father,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
we come in agreement right now, Lord. God, each
we thank you, Lord, for hearing
and
answering prayer, Lord.
Lord, you heard them,
thank
God.
Thank you for caring for your
Lord,
people.
Lord, you know
thank
who they are.
And
you know where
Lord,
they're
that
at.
Might,
Father,
so
we
I raise again, Lord, on the third and morning, Lord.
God, that
God,
you would deal with them, Lord, on your own
regenerate us into
way.
The family of God.
Father, we know, Lord, that
meet our need. And Lord, we pray for these that are sick tonight,
and you
Lord.
You said, God, is your word
God, that,
you brother,
that
we would prosper and be in
health,
even as our soul prospers.
God, we pray
and Father, we pray
tonight
to you right
thing,
now,
that,
Lord.
God, that you would, Lord, move in
the cross,
each one.
Lord, right with the stripes,
God,
that you would
request in tonight.
These
are holding revival, Father. Lord, them that's going on their own, Lord, to go
God,
we
give you the
praise,
Lord,
and
the honor, Father, in Jesus' holy name.
And
we
pray, God, that
you
would just have your way with each one, bless each one, minister to each one, Lord.
Lord, we just ask you, God,
pray,
that you would reach
Lord,
out and save that lost soul, Father.
That
would have
them
way to
reach
you,
Lord.
I pray
that
you would
save,
sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost,
God,
Lord, that you would heal them around the world, God. Lord, just touch them, and Father, the heal, God, make them whole. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch these churches, God. Touch Brother John's church, God, and strengthen
yes,
it, God. And touch each and every one, Father, that's in the church, God. Lord, just touch their homes, God, and strengthen them, Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just worship with Brother Tim what he's saying, then we'll let Brother and Sister Green come around just to obey the Lord.
There's mercy down here for my dear Lord. There's mercy for everyone. I'm going to come to the shop in love. I'm going to help them to the home of love. There's mercy down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, 7 months pain and agonies and a half season. What he does have in store for me when he shall call me, I'll be ready in his court. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. Many come still and pray for a lost soul. Have in store for me when he's not called.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So I'm going to move over here and let Brother Green come and just obey the Lord and just worship the Lord with us.
All right. Praise the Lord. Good to be with you, Brother Yearwood, and thankful to be saved tonight. You know, one day the Lord laid his hand on me.
Amen.
Praise God. And I wouldn't be a witness today if I hadn't yielded to the Spirit of God. When I heard the gospel preached one day, I yielded myself to God. I said, that's what I need. I need salvation. I need the blessing of God on my life.
Amen.
See, we've got to get in a position today to get the blessings of God. We can't just live any way we want to and have
Amen.
God's blessing. We can't live just any way we want to and be a witness for Christ. You know, the world's watching us tonight, and they're looking at the life that we're living. And I want to read to you a scripture here out of, this is Hebrews chapter 12. And it says here in verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be worried and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Praise God. And I was thinking tonight that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, you know. I was, thinking about the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, how these witnesses there in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible tells us that they escaped the edge of the sword, and they waxed valiant in the fight, and they had their dead raised to life again, and many things they did. They subdued kingdoms and wrought righteousness, and they did many things like Brother Bolton was talking about Samson. The Bible talks about Samson being one of them witnesses, and how that the Spirit of God came upon Samson, and the power of God would come upon him, and he killed the lion and killed 1,000 of the Philistines with the jawbone of an ass, and he piled them up with that power of God. He was piling them up. He was they was coming at him, but he was winning the battle. Praise God! And everyone that came against him, every battle that rose up against him, he subdued them by the power of God. But you know, one day he got slack, and praise God. But you know, we can't afford to get slack, my friend. Today we must continue on in the faith and fight the good fight of faith. And see, we're a witness today. I was thinking in the Bible there was many witnesses. Brother John was talking about the blind man that was healed there in the book of John, and I think, you know, he was a mighty witness for God, and also others were mighty witnesses for God. Do you think after that blind man was healed that he ever went back in sin? I don't believe he did. I believe he said, because Jesus said, go and sin no more. See, if we continue in sin, we can't be blessed. We've got to cut sin out of our life. We've got to lay aside every weight and every sin and run the race with patience, because we're in a warfare tonight, and we're fighting a good fight, and we're standing in the gap for souls that are lost. You know, I've got brothers and sisters that's not saved tonight, and I've got nephews and nieces and aunts and uncles that's still out there in sin. And I tell you, if we let down, we're not going to get them in. But I tell you, if we'll stand fast and we'll pray and keep our record right, praise God, I believe we can do some good for God. I believe that they'll finally one day say, I want what they got, praise God. I was thinking about a friend of mine got saved, and I wasn't saved at the time, but he came to my house, and You know, I watched his life, and I said, you know what? This man's really got something. He's got the real thing. And I began to look at that, and I knew what he had was real because I knew the man when he was a sinner, and he lived the kind of life that I lived. And me and him was friends, and we ran together. But there was something. Got a hold of him, changed his life. And I said, well, you know, at first I didn't want what he had because I didn't know nothing about it. I was afraid of it. But, you know, he kept encouraging me to come to church. And one day I did. And when I did, I heard the gospel preached. And the Lord laid his hand on me, praise God. And I ain't been the same. I don't go where I used to go. And I don't do the things I used to do, praise God, because there's been a change in me, praise God.
Amen.
You know, we was working in the barn one day, and I was working with a sinner man, and he saw something in my life, and he asked my father-in-law, he said, has that guy got religion or something? And he knew something was different, because I wasn't laughing at his jokes and the stuff he was saying, and he was coming out with some pretty bad words, and you know, I just got saved. I was a young Christian, didn't know much about witnessing and that, but somehow the Lord got a hold of that man. You know, about a year and a half, I think it was later, that man gave his heart to the Lord. But he first told me he was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. And he probably never served God, he told me. But you know, it was about a year and a half later, he was calling on God for salvation.
Amen.
Now, I tell you, the Lord can turn people around. If we'll walk in the light as Christ is in the light, and we abide in him, and his words abide in us, and, you know, it won't be too long somebody's going to see Jesus in your life.
Amen.
You know, everybody may not see Jesus, but some people will. Praise
Amen.
God. And I was thinking, Jesus said the world will hate you because it hated me.
Amen.
But it didn't stop him from obeying God, and it shouldn't stop us today from obeying God. I thought about those witnesses in chapter 11, how that they stood the test, and they ran the race that was set before them, and they endured to the end, praise God. He said, them that endure to the end, the same shall be saved. You know, We can't just get in this and run a little ways and sit down on the side of the road and quit and throw up our hands and say, I'm just going to quit because it's getting tough. But I tell you, it got tough on some of them. The Bible said they were sawn asunder. Some of them were tempted and destitute, and they wandered in the wilderness, and they hid in caves and things, and the Bible said that they was, let me see if I can find it here in chapter 11. Praise God, how that they, it says they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth, and these all having obtained a good report through faith, having, let's see here, received not the promise. But the Bible says here, these all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Praise God. And he said there in 12th chapter, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also. See, the world was a-looking at them, praise God. And the world had their eyes on these men, and they took Samson out there, praise God, and put him in the middle of that arena, and they put out his eyes because he failed and went back on God, and he laid his head in the lap of Delilah, and the world got a hold of him, and he lost his power, and they cut off his hair, and they put him a-grinding at the wheel, praise God, in the mill. And around and around he went. Seemed like he wasn't getting nowhere, he probably thought. But one day they thought they'd make sport of him. They took him out there to that arena over there to the Philistines. Something probably looked similar to some of our stadiums, maybe. We don't know. But this particular one had a upper balcony and that in it. I don't know how it's made. But he got a hold of that little boy, and he said, just put my hands on them two pillars. He got a hold of them two pillars, praise God, that day. And he said, Lord, remember me one more time. You maybe you're a backslider out there, and maybe you sit down beside the road somewhere. Maybe you got you a park bench and just sat down and said, I'll relax for a little while. But I tell you, the world's lost tonight, and souls are lost. And I tell you, it's time to get up and take up the cross and be a witness for Christ. It's time to press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Praise God, because we're in a warfare tonight. We're running a race, and I think we're almost to the finishing line, praise
Amen.
God. One of these preachers tonight said, I believe it's evening time. Praise God, it's about midnight, praise God. And praise God, we find in the Bible at midnight, the cry went out, behold, the bridegroom cometh. I tell you, the bridegroom's coming tonight, folks. I won't say too much tonight, but there's many witnesses in the Bible. There was Moses, and there was a woman at the well, and they was different ones. And I'll get off of here tonight, but I thank God that I'm a witness for Christ. And, you know, I might not be the greatest witness, but I'm trying to strive that I might be perfect. You know,
Amen.
We're supposed to put on the whole armor of God, and we're supposed to be made in the image of God. And you might look real close and find some faults in me, but I'm working on them, praise God. And I'm drawing nigh to God and trying to get things in order, praise God. And I believe I got my house in order tonight. If the Lord would call, I believe I'd be ready to go, praise
Amen.
God. I don't know anything that I'm doing that would take me out of God's hand. If there's anything you're doing tonight out there that would separate you from God, then I tell you, take your shoes off, Moses. That's what God told Moses.
Amen.
Take your shoes off when he come up to the burning bush, praise God.
Amen.
And I tell you, whatever's separating you, I tell you, you better get it out of your life, friend. I love you tonight, and turn it back to Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother Green. So I'll just let Sister Green come on and obey the Lord. So just worship the Lord with her.
We had another prayer request, Brother Yearwood. Pray for Sister Martha Hawkins. She has a niece that needs God to move in a situation. And also, I have an anonymous prayer request. She does not want her name mentioned. And also, a loved one that she's praying for, and God knows all about it. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There is nothing.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So, Sister Green, you got something you're going to obey the Lord to say here? Come on. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. So, if you got your Bibles, I'd like to return with me to Isaiah 55. I'm going to start there in verse 1. You know, it's a telling us here that it don't cost us nothing to come and to eat or to drink because we don't have to have no money. But the Lord is standing there waiting on us just to come to Him and just to offer ourselves to Him. You know, that's what we're needing to do, and that's the reason why that we're on here today and trying to witness to people, trying to tell them. The Word says, everyone that thirst, come ye to the water, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yet come buy wine and milk without money and without price. You know, praise God, God's not shutting nobody out. You know, it don't matter how poor that we may be or whatever, God is saying, come, that you can get this and you can have it. There in verse 2 it says, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfy not, breaking, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. You know, praise God, the Lord is telling us here, you know, we don't have to have no money. You know, I'm glad that I didn't have to have no money, because January 19th of 1975, 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning, I sure didn't have no money. I didn't have nothing, but praise God, I was drunk, but God sobered me up, and He saved my life. And you know, if He done that for me, He can do it for you. He can do whatever that you have the need of. And you know, let's look into verse 3 there. It said, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear ye, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David. You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight that I'm a serving someone that will come and make a covenant with us. If we will only turn our lives over to Him and say, Lord, right here I am. You've got to do this. And I'm thankful tonight, praise God, that God is still doing the same thing. My friend, we don't have to have no money to buy salvation. There's not enough money to buy salvation with, because Jesus done bought it on the Calvary. He bought it with His own life. Whenever He hung on the earth, on the cross there, on this earth, praise God, He hung between of the heavens and the earth. He gave us His promise then that we, if we would come to Him, He would give us salvation. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that He give us the promise of the salvation. He give us a covenant tonight. If we come to Him, we can buy it without any price, without anything. I look into verse 4. It said, behold, I have given Him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. You know, that's what God has done for us tonight. He's given us, we've been washed in his blood. We are a witness and a labor for his people. We are to tell his people, praise God, in the lost and dying world, that we are witnesses. I tell you, I'm glad tonight to be a witness for my Lord and my Savior. I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, he told me in verse 5 there, he said, "Behold, thou hast called a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knoweth not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thou God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." You know, praise God, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know that he has glorified us. Praise God. And look into verse 6 here. He said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is nigh." I'll tell you what, today, my friend, God is nigh to you. He's so nigh to you that you can just reach out and you can just touch him. Praise God. But it's time that you start seeking his face while he is near, because there's a time coming that he that you will call upon him and he'll not answer, because your sins have separated between you and God. Because sin, my friend, will destroy your life. I tell you, I'm glad tonight to know, praise God, that we have a life and have eternal life that didn't cost us nothing. Let's look back up there in verse 1. It said, "Oh, everyone that thirst, come ye and to the water, and he that have no money, come ye buy and eat, ye yet come buy wine and milk without money and without price." You know, praise God, God is a desiring that the people will come to him. He's reaching out. He sent his only begotten Son down here to give us a covenant. If we will only turn our lives over to him, if we will only call upon him while he is near, we can find him. My friend, I tell you, it's a time and a place today. Today is a day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow we may never see another sunshine. But praise God, today we have that opportunity to reach out to him. Today we have an opportunity to call upon him. Let's look into verse 7 there. It says, "Let the weak forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." You know, praise God, he will abundantly pardon you. He will take care of you. He will, my friend, will wipe the slate clean. He will take the sins that you have upon you. He will take them sins and put them in the sea of forgetful, never to be remembered against you again. You know, I tell you what, whenever the sins start coming back up, you know, it's not God to bringing them up, but it is Satan himself that will fish them up. But praise God, I'm glad tonight to know that I have a covenant made with the Lord Jesus Christ, that he done put his sin, he done put my sins in the sea, forgetful, to never be remembered against me. God don't even remember what we've done because he done forgot it, my friend. He done forgive us. And I tell you what, we've come, and we need to come tonight, and we need to buy this food that he has for us. I'm glad that he's got an opportunity that we can come to him without any strip, without any money at all. We can come to him and we can say, Lord, forgive me of my sins, and he will forgive us. I want us to go over, praise God, into, hallelujah, John, 1 John, and praise God, hallelujah. Just turn with me to 1 John, I'll find it here in a minute. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. 1 John, 5th chapter. And verse 5, starting in verse 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. That's one way, my friend, that we can overcome the world, that we know beyond every shadow of a doubt, if we believe what thus saith God, my friend, this word is forever established in heaven. It's a covenant made with us that we can read, that we can understand, that we can know that he said, there he said in verse 5, he said, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Verse 6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, I think about whenever Jesus hung on the cross there, and he gave his life for us. You know, praise God, whenever the Roman soldier pierced his side, out through his side come water and come blood. That's what come forth out of his side. That's reason, praise God, that Jesus gave himself for us, that we could have this life and have it more abundant. I thank God tonight, praise God, that he did that, that we could have that life. And you know, praise God, I'm thankful tonight, praise God, that I know the Spirit, hallelujah. In the last part of that, it said, and it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Hallelujah. You know, I'm glad tonight to know, beyond every shadow of a doubt, that the Spirit of God is truth. Hallelujah. And the Spirit, my friend, will bear record of this Word of God. And we can look here in verse 7. It says, for there are three that beareth record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Hallelujah. These three, hallelujah, is one. They're bearing record tonight in heaven, praise God, for you and I. I'm glad that we can look into verse 8, and it says, and these are three that beareth record in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three in one. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. Verse 8. and these and there are three that beareth witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. If we got the word and everything of bearing witness with us, then praise God, we know beyond every shadow of a doubt that it's got to be right. And let's look into verse 9. It says, if we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he have testified of his son. Hallelujah. You know, praise God. God testified of this. And let's go on down and we'll find out what God's word is saying. He that believeth on the Son of God have the witness is himself, in himself. He that believeth not God have made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God have given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. And let's read one more verse. He that hath the Son have life, and he that have not the Son of God have not life. You know, that's plain to us tonight. Praise God. Tonight, my friend, you can have life. You can have eternal life by believing and trusting the Lord, by taking his word and being a witness. You know, it's time that we go forth telling people that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that his spirit bears witness with God, and our spirit should bear witness with it. If our spirit don't bear witness with him, we're in trouble. My friend, I don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, but I knew you not. But I want to hear him say, well done. You've been faithful over a few things, and I want to make you rulers over many things. I see we've got another call in there, 423. Praise the Lord. Okay. Bobby? Brother Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, I just listening. I love the Lord, and I praise God for what he's done for me. He died a cursed death that I might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm on my way home, and this ain't home to me. And, you know, we don't want to get too adjusted. We don't like for bad things to happen to us. Of course, God don't bring nothing on us. He didn't bring a thing on old Joe Devil Christ on him. But, you know, if we get too adjusted, we might not pray as much. We might not go to church as much. And we might not read our Bible as much. So, you know, God knows how to keep us in line with him. And that's what I want him to do with me. Whatever it takes, I'll go home. And this ain't home. But I don't want trouble. Don't like trouble. Don't like persecution. But we're going to have it. Bible said that the world hated Jesus, going to hate me, hate you. The world don't like you, don't like me, because we try to do right. And the world's turning against God. They want God out of everything. And you notice they take God out of everything that chaos caused in. When they took God out of schools, you seen what happened. Kids started killing kids. And they let the old devil in. And, you know, the old devil's a destroyer. He's a liar and a killer. And he's the author of it. And, you know, we sometimes blame God for things, but the devil's the cause of it. God's a good God, a merciful God, a loving God. Amen. Old devil's the one that does all the problems, causes the problem. He couldn't have touched old Job if God had allowed it to. But he told him he could do anything to Job to take his life. And he took his family, took his wealth, took his health. But not one time did old Job falsely accuse God. And I praise God for that. There's still people now that'll hold that bloodstained banner up, and I praise God for it. But few and far between, the Bible says that broad's the way, and many there be that enter in, that, and then few there's the way, and few there be that enter in to the kingdom of God. So we know in the last days there's going to be a great falling away. I'd like to see a great revival take hold, but it's not going to happen, Brother Yearwood.
Amen.
No, the Bible says it's not, and it won't. Whatever the Bible says, it'll happen. It'll come about. And, of course, we've got a lot of promises in there if we'll just hold on to them, believe them. And
yes.
I wish that the world would do it. I wish my friends would, my family would. But I've got lost loved ones that I've been saved. But, you know, God knows how. And he'll take care of it some way, somehow. And I praise God for it. And just remember me that I'll be what God had me to be, do what God had me to be doing, because I won't go home. I had a buddy, bought him a big boat, and he got saved, though. He sold his boat. Now, that time you sell your big boat, I had a boat, too, but it wasn't as big as his. He said, well, so that boat might keep me out of church. He said,
amen.
I don't want nothing to keep me out of church. And I don't either. Amen. I, you know, God supplied me with what I need, and I'm satisfied with it, whatever it is, and to walk with it, and praise him for what I've got. And I thank God for where I'm going. This ain't home. I'm on a journey. I'm a foreigner here. This ain't home to me. One
Amen.
Day after a while, we're going to walk in streets of gold. Amen. Sit down to that river of life. And I'm looking forward. I don't see why in the world anybody wouldn't want to go to heaven. Amen. It's beautiful. It's going to be what the Bible says. And I believe every word of it. I believe it's exactly what the Bible says.
I do too, brother.
One day after a while, I'm going to see my lost love. I want to see old John, Peter, James, Paul. See them all.
Amen.
And, sit down and talk a million years. Time means nothing. There'll be no more sickness. Be no more strokes. No more cancer.
Amen.
And I seen where one of the quarterbacks in the NFL, he's retired, had cancer of the jaw. And, you know, it hits the rich, the poor, the fat, the skinny. That old death, sickness, no respect of person. Mm. And, you know, I want to be right. You know, we don't know what we're going to die of. We if the Lord tarry, we're going to die of something. But, God knows all about it, and he'll take care of his own, and I'm his own. Praise God.
Amen.
And just hang in there. Remember my family when you pray, Brother Yearwood, and we'll be praying for yours. So you have a good week, and God bless you.
Amen. Appreciate that. Want you to turn over to Matthew 24 and verse 14. We got a passage of scripture right here. Now, this is where the witnesses are coming in at. This is what we're trying to tell the world. The word says in Matthew 24 and 14, it says, and this gospel is the kingdom of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness and into all nations, and then shall the end come. You know, praise God. That's something right there that touches me, and it stirred me up. It just almost make me want to preach for an hour right there. Praise God. Just thinking, hallelujah, this gospel is going to be preached into all the world, into all the nations, my friend. And that's what we're trying to do, is to be a witness to this lost and dying world, to this adulterous generation. Tell them, that they must be born again if they want to make heaven their home. They've got to turn their lives over. They've got to realize that one day after a while, I've said it a lot of times, Somebody's going to preach the last message. Somebody's going to preach the last word. Somebody's going to sing the last song. Then it's going to be this right here. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world and for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. That's what it's all about. Whenever these 66 books are preached into all the world for every witness, every single word is preached, God's going to say, son, go back and get my own. And when he does, it'll be too late. It'll be too late then for them that refused God. But thank God, I'm glad tonight that we can know beyond every shadow of a doubt that this gospel is going to be preached into all the world for a witness. And whenever it does, he's going to say, son, go back and gather mine out. And he's going to come back and he's going to gather his own out. Praise God. I want to say, I'm glad that everyone called in tonight, and I appreciate everyone calling in. That sister, I can't ever think of her name, Rita, you want to come back in there and say something? We got about 9 minutes left. Praise the Lord. Sister Rita?
Oh, I thought you were saying something. I'm doing good tonight. But, you know, it's been so hot. And, you know, if Christians don't realize the Lord is trying to get them to come to him, they're going to burn, and it's going to be hotter than what it is now. You know what I mean?
Amen.
But they don't understand that. They think, I got all the time in the world, but no, you don't. All the things that's been happening the last couple of weeks with all these tornadoes and everything going on, he's trying to get people to say, hey, I know you're coming back, because I know we're in the end times, and I know he's coming back. But they don't realize. They say, no, it's just things supposed to be happening. Yeah, he's trying to wake you up, but you're not listening to what he's trying to tell you.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord that he, if you'll depend on him and get out of the flesh and let him do what needs to be done, I mean, I feel so blessed that letting him use me and do what he wants me. I thank the good Lord that he's doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Amen.
I wish we could get these Christians that are in church and just sitting there warming the pews to get off there and do what needs to be done. We have more people going to heaven instead of going to the hell. You know what
Amen,
I mean?
Amen, sister.
But yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So I am blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's
glad
all I got.
Been there. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I do.
We have church every Tuesday on here for the one that wants to have church.
That's right.
And I thank God for the lifetime life survey that we run. We had 73,000 595 listeners. That sounds like a pretty good congregation.
I most certainly is.
Brother John, you want to get in there and obey the Lord?
Yeah, I want to say in broadcast tonight, in the New Testament, they talk about the word witness to the world. Every place he says it now, you have to understand it only has three translations out of the original Greek. One translation is the Greek martel, out of let's see, let me look. we're talking about in Matthew 23 and 31, we're talking about, we are witnesses of ourselves. In other words, we speak well of ourselves, or just like you were talking about in 1 John chapter 5. There's two places in there called pseudo-martyr. Pseudo-martyr means a false witness. As witnesses is the word martyr. We have to understand what that word means. In Luke chapter 24 and verse 44, he said, "And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opening their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." So, repentance, turning back to God, remission of sins, sin going into remission and going away in the name of Jesus, should be beginning at Jerusalem, okay? And it says, "And ye are witnesses of these things." Now you have to understand what that word witness means. Witnesses. It's the word martyr. A martyr is a witness that witnesses unto death. This is not just some. Every time you see the word witness, almost 90-some percent of the word witness is the word martyr, the Greek word martyr, translated into our English martyr. That means that you're just not only a witness. When it says Brother Eddie brought it out, and Brother Green brought it out, and you brought it out, Brother, in fact, everybody brought out these different scriptures, but everywhere he said we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. That word there is, in original Greek, is martyr. In other words, these witness until their death. When we are witnesses, when we are his witness, we continue to witness unto our death.
Amen.
So, like that, you know, it talks about the book of martyrs, the book of, we are the, this is, the Bible is the book of his witnesses. That is the book of martyrs. And you have to understand tonight, amen, that when it declares a witness in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, we are his witnesses, we are his martyrs until we've laid down our life. And tonight, each one of you that spoke, and each one of you that have received tonight, there are martyrs all across this globe, martyrs all across this world tonight, because you are his martyrs. You are to witness until you lay down your life. You are to witness until death comes. You are to establish, and you are to speak in his name and preach in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, and to be witnesses of these things. These are things that are declared, amen, throughout the whole globe. What's neat about it is, as Brother Hood was bringing out on the day of Pentecost, you know, and he brought out there in Acts chapter 1 where he said, "And ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem." I thank God tonight that God has given me an opportunity. I've never been to Jerusalem. But I thank God that not only has he empowered me, and Brother and Sister Yearwood, and Brother and Sister Green, and Sister Frieda, and those others, Brother Tony, I know he's not on there, and Brother Bobby called in, and all these that have called in, he's empowered us to be a witness, a martyr in Jerusalem tonight, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. I would not have that opportunity, you would not have that opportunity, but through this broadcast and to, amen, the opportunity and the power that he's given to be his witness tonight, that we can reach into these places. Well, we might not able to go, but not only are we able to go, but, you know, it's so nice, amen. A lot of people will go, and they want to go to the Holy Land, and that's good. You know, I would like to, you know, be able to get opportunities someday to go there myself. I've been in other countries, so haven't been able to be in the Holy Land. But the one thing is that God has opened a door and an opportunity for us tonight to be his witness in the Holy Land, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in the uttermost parts there. And that's what I think. I might not ever stand there, but there is a voice, our witness, amen, is standing there tonight. Amen, it's a witness that will stand there until the day we die. And I just appreciate the opportunity that we can come together and be his witnesses tonight. Amen. He's chosen, amen, and declared us, amen, that we can stand and declare his word and declare his name throughout this globe. And I appreciate tonight the opportunity to be able to speak that, Brother Lord.
Amen. We appreciate you too, Brother John. We appreciate God to open the door for us. So they're saying we got 10 seconds. So God bless everybody, and I appreciate everybody for calling in. And I hope and pray that you've enjoyed yourself. I have. So God bless
Amen.
You. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.